This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday hundreds of thousands of people were without normal access to drinking water a day after the rupture of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian attacks on the country continue, as Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As shelling from Russia's war on Ukraine continues, dozens of evacuees on an island in the Dnieper River scurry onto the tops of military trucks or into rafts to flee rising floodwaters caused by the dam breach upstream. The scrambled evacuation by boat and military truck from an island neighborhood off the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson testifies to the latest human chaos caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Officials say waters are expected to rise further, but the rate is slowing. Ukrainian authorities accuse Russian forces of destroying the dam, while Russia blames recent Ukrainian military strikes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Zelensky tweeted Wednesday the destruction of the dam was absolutely deliberate, as he blamed Russian forces and further accused Russia of not acting to help those living under Russian control, now dealing with the effects of the flooding. German and U.S. officials said Wednesday Germany is preparing to host the biggest air deployment exercise in NATO's history, a show of force intended to impress allies and potential adversaries. The Air Defender 23 exercises starting next week will see 10,000 participants and 250 aircraft from 25 nations respond to a simulated attack on a NATO member country. Speaking to reporters in Berlin, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Amy Gutman says she hopes Russian President Vladimir Putin is watching.
I would be pretty surprised if any world leader was not taking note of what this shows in terms of the spirit of this alliance, which means the strength of this alliance. And that includes Mr. Putin.
This is VOA News. South Korean scrambled fighter jets Tuesday after Chinese and Russian military aircraft entered its defense zone in the south and east of the Korean Peninsula. This incursion follows encounters between U.S. and Chinese forces in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patty Witakasara takes a look at the rising tensions between global powers playing out in the Indo-Pacific.
At least two incidents of close encounters between Chinese and American vessels and aircraft in less than 2 weeks, including this Chinese warship cutting closely in front of a U.S. destroyer in the Taiwan Straits on Sunday. The incident coincides with trilateral naval exercises in the South China Sea among the U.S., Japanese, and Philippine Coast Guards. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin.
The U.S. made provocations first, and the Chinese side only responded by handling the incident in accordance with relevant laws and regulations.
Encounters between Chinese and other nations' vessels, such as the Philippines, have increased in recent years, along with Beijing's military activity in the region. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
One day after Pope Francis made a brief hospital visit, the Vatican said was just a routine checkup, Wednesday the 86-year-old pontiff was admitted to the hospital for surgery on his intestines. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Francis left the Vatican shortly after 11 a.m. The Vatican said the 86-year-old Francis would be put under general anesthesia and would be hospitalized for several days. Earlier Wednesday, the pontiff presided over his weekly general audience. The Pope spent 3 days at the hospital in late March. Initially, the Vatican said he had gone in for scheduled tests, but he was later revealed to have felt pain in his chest and was rushed to the hospital where bronchitis was diagnosed. He was put on intravenous antibiotics and was released April 1st, quipping that he was still alive. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Canada is dealing with a series of intense, unprecedented spring wildfires that have spread from the western provinces to Quebec, with hundreds of forest fires burning. Wind has carried smoke from the fires southward, triggering air quality alerts throughout the United States. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Tuesday issued a poor air quality alert for New England, a day after parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota received a similar advisory. U.S. officials as far as Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania reported being impacted by the wildfires. Fine particle pollution, known as PM2.5, is what's being measured. The tiny particles are small enough to get past airway defenses and cause breathing problems. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.